From the gospel, we just heard Jesus asks his disciples, "What were you arguing about on the way?" And in response, the disciples were silent, for they had been arguing with one another about who among them was the greatest. And so it seems an encounter with Jesus reveals the truth about us. Jesus asks because he already knows, "What were you arguing about on the way?" Or elsewhere, whether it is to the disciples or a blind man, Jesus asks, "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus knows us, and in these questions, in our encounter with Jesus, he draws out our true longings. And in this encounter with Jesus, some of us will find comfort. In Jesus' presence, we will finally be able to admit that we are struggling, that we are worn down, that we are not as we appear, but rather that we are broken and we have nowhere else to turn. Jesus asks, "What do you want me to do for you?" And we're finally able to say, "Help me, heal me, make me whole, and make my life new." But for others of us, this encounter with Jesus will confront us. Like the disciples, we may wish to remain silent in Jesus' presence, because as Jesus' presence draws out the truth, we are forced to admit, while we are as broken as anyone, we don't want to be healed. We simply want to be the greatest. We are under the illusion that it is enough simply to be more powerful and more important than those around us. We would rather, as C.S. Lewis wrote, fool about with drink and sex and ambition when infinite joy is offered us. Lewis writes, "We are like an ignorant child who wants to go on making mud pies in a slum because he cannot imagine what is meant by the offer of a holiday at the sea." Our dreams are too small. We are far too easily pleased. And the problem is, if what you are longing for is, for instance, money, you will never have enough money. If what you are longing for is fame, you will never feel famous enough. If what you are longing for is power or popularity or food or the feeling of getting high, you will never have enough. You will never be powerful enough or popular enough or full enough or high enough. Kurt Vonnegut wrote a poem in honor of his friend and fellow writer, Joseph Heller. In it, he recounts that the two of them were at a party being thrown by a billionaire. I can imagine them taking in the lavish surroundings when Vonnegut asks his friend, "Joe, how does it make you feel to know that our host only yesterday may have made more money than your novel Catch-22 has earned in its entire history?" To which Heller replied, "Yes, but I've got something he can never have." Vonnegut asked, "What on earth could that be?" "The knowledge that I've got enough." The satisfaction of having enough. In the midst of all of our longings, where can we find such satisfaction. It is in longing for the one who longs for you. And that one, James writes in our epistle this morning, that one is God. God yearns for the Spirit that he has made to dwell in us. And our satisfaction, that is to say, the life that truly is life, is found in yearning for and longing for the one who longs for you. He longs for you so deeply, he even went to the cross for you. There is a scene in a movie that will let you in on my true cultural tastes. It is in the recent superhero blockbuster, Avengers: Infinity War. Thanos is the biggest baddie in the universe. And he is about to defeat Iron Man, one of Earth's mightiest heroes. Iron Man has lost. The heroes have lost. With the snap of Thanos' fingers, it in fact will be the loss of half the universe. And in the obligatory victory speech that the bad guys always feel like they have to give, recognizing Iron Man's perseverance and his valiant sacrifice, Thanos, with genuine sympathy, says to Iron Man, "I hope they remember you. I hope they remember you." I think we all have this feeling. For some of us, perhaps even a nagging feeling. Somewhere deep inside us, we don't want to be forgotten. We want to be remembered. We want to be known. We want to make a difference in such a way that we have left our mark. Like the disciples arguing on the road, we want to be great. But whose glory are we seeking? God's or our own? Is it the way of the cross? Or is it the way of the world? We are seeking greatness for which we will be known. And the promise is, you will be known. And in fact, you are already. Maybe not widely known, but you are well known. You are well known by the one who is the source of greatness and who is the source of abundant life. But we cannot experience abundant life, and it is a life that is all around us. God is already right now at work, but we cannot experience abundant life when all we want is abundant wealth and abundant power and worldly greatness. In Christ, God has more for you than these. And so this morning, let us ask, what are the things in our lives that are in the way of this true, deep, lasting, abundant life? And as we answer this question, may we also begin to lay these things down in order to step deeper into all that God has for us. Amen.